Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ed Lover Morning Show. We're taking callers' opinions on what they think of the mom that posted a video of their son on a stripper pole dancing, tagging the movie Hustlers. Hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kim. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Kim, what are your thoughts?
I do think that pole dancing is not always, or it shouldn't always be considered a sexual thing, because it is an art. It is a technique. However, if he had a shirt on, maybe it would be viewed differently. But if he had a shirt on, the shirt would be going up and down. So if there was some type of costume, so to say, that he could put on that would cover his entire body, maybe that would be differently. Now, the aspect on which she is displaying this is a little questionable.
Because she adds at Cardi B, at Jennifer Lopez, hashtag Hustlers movie.
Exactly.
So it puts now, a sexual connotation on it.
There was a young girl who was on, I believe it's So You Think You Got Talent or America's Got Talent or something, and she did a whole little routine on the pole thingy or whatever, and it was very tastefully done.
Yeah, I get your point about the artistic aspect, too.
So it just, I don't know, I think I get the mother trying to get her son's talent out there, but the way she's going about it and allowing the son at 9 years old to make certain decisions, you know, I believe that's kind of questionable, but I don't think that it should be that all pole dancing is a sexual thing. It's not.
Got it. Well, I appreciate you calling in with your opinion. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Gary, Indiana.
Hi, what's your name and what's your opinion about the mom posting a video of her son pole dancing, hashtag Hustlers movie?
I don't like my name, but my opinion is it's a little bit over the top. Like, what 9-year-old wants to watch Hustlers anyway? Is it even, is the rating even okay? But other than just that, in a way, mothers actually over-sexualize their kids on accident all the time. Like, where their kids doing gymnastics, doing dance, or anything, people are going to take it over the top and think that they're being over-sexualized.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it's a touchy subject. Me being a mom as well, you know, you can innocently put a child, you know, a picture of your child in a tub in a bathroom. Your account's public. No mom would ever think of over-sexualizing your child, and we know this mother loves her child and supports him in his dreams and goals, but you're right. That's why it's a little touchy. Thanks for your call this morning.
You're welcome.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Pat. I'm calling from Chicago.
Pat, give us your opinion on this topic.
Well, I'm not surprised. I think it's just like what other parents have done. For example, I just watched the R. Kelly story, and those parents that had their daughters around that artist were open to exposing their children to those risks for the possible reward of stardom and fame.
That is a really good point. And I did think that, too, watching the R. Kelly documentary. How are you not there with your child if R. Kelly is saying he wants a private meeting in a hotel room, right? You're just kind of thinking about the opportunity and not necessarily about protecting your child, even though you love them so much and want them to go after their dreams, right?
Exactly. And that's why they're hashtagging these artists. And I mean, it's just so hurtful that these parents are open to exposing their children to this type of predator and this risk just for fame and money.
That's a really good opinion. Thank you, caller. Hey, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Gloria, and I'm calling from Lake Forest, Illinois.
Hi, Gloria. What's your opinion on this topic?
Oh, my God, this is outrageous.
It's outrageous. Why is it outrageous to you?
My children, for you to put a 9-year-old child in that position, first of all, you're the parent, not that 9-year-old. He can't tell you what he wants. You are the one who had him. You're the one who's supposed to guide him. This is more or less for the mother than for the child that I'm seeing.
And I see you.
This is totally out of character for a mother to do this. You might as well put your child out there to prostitute.
Do you think she should take those videos down, even though the child said he's proud of them?
Definitely. I don't care what he say. He's a 9-year-old. This affects me terribly. I have grandchildren. I have children. My oldest child is 42 years old. And I look out for him to make sure he doesn't put anything out there on social media that shouldn't be put out there that would backfire on him later on in years. This is outrageous for a mother to do something like this, or let a child tell her. What if he tells you he's going to jump off of a cliff? You don't let him do it?
Yeah, videotape it for that matter. You're right. Moms, you know, we grew up with social media and phones, and sometimes we just post videos proud of our children. But, yeah, we really got to think, what's the repercussions of that?
Yes. Oh, my God. This is the most horrible thing I've heard this morning. And normally I hear things on the radio and I never call in. But this just touched me. I had to pull my car to the side of the road because of, you know, this. And she's saying she really doesn't have an explanation herself on why she's doing, oh, he's 9 years old. So what?
Yeah, so what? That's a good opinion. Thank you, caller, for calling us in and pulling over the side of the road to do that. We appreciate you this morning, Gloria.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.